Yes, Bob.
I apologize for calling this time, Mr. President, but yesterday Dean and I mentioned a paragraph on non-proliferation to you. I'm not sure you had a chance to see it today. I thought if you did, you could let me know what you wanted.
Well, I thought he was going to write me. He told me he was preparing me a memo and I never did see it, explaining it, going into it further, discussing it. That's what Rusk said.
Well, evidently he misunderstood because I don't think he did. I'll try to get something.
I thought that's what he said. Now, if he doesn't intend to send anything else, I'll go back on this. I have it right in front of me. Each nuclear weapon state party to this treaty undertakes not to transfer nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosives directly or indirectly to a non-nuclear weapon state
or a group of states,
either individually
or
by virtue of its membership in a military alliance or a group of states.
Right. Now that's the key, Mr. President, and what that says to you is that this proposes we restrict transfer of ownership of the warhead itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this would still allow us to say to the Germans that if you want to buy into some form of collective ownership of the launch vehicle, a missile or an airplane, you can do that, but you can't buy into collective ownership of the warhead itself, which of course they never could have anyhow, because we don't have authority under the law to transfer ownership of the warhead. But
no, but didn't MLF contemplate that we would get an amendment to act?
No, sir, it didn't.
It did not, all right.
Not with respect to ownership.
Not to relinquish its control over its nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosives. Well, that's the law now. We can't do that. That's right.
And
not in any way to assist, encourage, or induce any non-nuclear weapon state to manufacture or otherwise acquire nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosives.
The key sentence in there, Mr. President, is that one you read at first, which says that you can't transfer directly or indirectly to a single nation or, in effect, a group of nations, ownership in the warhead.
Now, what do the Germans say about
that? The Germans will grumble about it. And I think there's some in state who oppose this. That particular language was drafted by Dean himself. Bob Bowie, for example, I think opposes it. Dean favors it. I favor it.
What will the Russians do?
We're not sure they'll accept it. It is not the language that Gromyko proposed, but we think there's a reasonable chance they'll either accept this or suggest some relatively minor modification of it.